I got, bro. All right. I fucked this man's day up today. I feel so bad.
That was a long pause in between that. It was like, I fucked this man.
Did I?
Yeah.
This drink is kicking in like a motherfucker, bro. I'm not going to lie.
I was like, you fucked the man. What?
No. All right. I messed this man's day up so bad today.
Okay.
I feel bad.
So why'd you fuck his day up?
So he asked me. We was talking about the show.
Okay.
About last show. Apparently, the question was a fucking big hit. A lot of people asking brains or beauty.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about it. And he's like, well, y'all know I just got married, right? And he's kind of like cocky about it, right?
Oh, goodness.
Ain't nobody ever seen his wife. Right? Where? He's a homie.
Okay.
Ain't nobody,
where's the proof at, homie?
So I was like, oh, that's okay. That's, you know, that's a weird way to enter the conversation. Yeah. Like, but I was like, oh, that's good. Congratulations. He goes, well, I'm just saying, like, I wonder which one y'all think I chose. And I said, well, I don't know. I haven't seen her. You got a picture. He goes, you tell me which one I chose. I looked at it right away. I was like, oh, cool. You win brains. Now, I'm not trying to be rude. Nothing. I'm just like.
You're not trying to be.
I wasn't trying to be rude. How? You just look at her like, you know, he went brains.
Dog, if you tell me, if it's a A or B answer, okay, and you say I went brains, then you're saying my wife is ugly.
I'm not catching on yet. I'm not catching on yet, right? And he goes, well, look again.
I don't have to.
and so I grabbed his phone. I zoomed in. I was like, this one, right? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah, I say she's pretty smart. And like now I'm asking, I'm still not catching. My homie is dying in the back, bro.
You are an asshole.
I'm not meaning it. I'm not. She was ugly. She was ugly.
How you going to say you wasn't meaning to?
I'm not meaning it. I promise I wasn't.
Okay.
I promise I wasn't.
You know I know you.
Yeah, but you also know I don't mean to be a dick. I'm just naturally a dick. It's not like I'm like setting out to hurt dude's feelings.
Nobody's just naturally a dick. Like you can read the room. You can read when, oh, hold on. What
I did after I saw my homie die, like he was like sweating, bro. I was like, oh. And I was like, you know, just playing with you. Yeah, you got lucky. You got both. That's very rare. He's like, yeah, I did, right. And I was like, I looked at homie. I was like, no, he didn't.
Like,
he did not.
I mean, so, look.
I feel like I just ruined this day, though.
Maybe, maybe not. You came back. You had a comeback.
But shouldn't you be real?
There are certain times where you don't have to be real.
I don't know.
You know, you don't really you don't have to comment on a man's woman.
He asked me to. He asked me to. He asked me. His words were, "What do you think?"
I think I don't want to answer this question.
You might as well just say it.
I don't want to answer the question. You know, it's like if your friend has a kid and your kid and the kid's not.
Oh, I've seen some ugly babies.
You can't tell the person that their baby's ugly.
My friend got an ugly ass baby, bro. I ain't gonna say her name. and she pretty too. I'm like, who the dad?
She might be an ugly duckling.
She could be. Could, you
know,
possible.
As she gets older, you know, the beauty comes out more.
Man. Hurry up though. That baby looked like an alien.
Oh man, that's terrible.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J. Presents.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome, everybody, back to the Bumping Gums Podcast. I'm Dirty J here, my right-hand man's Kev.
What up, what up?
Episode 222.
Yes, sir.
How would you say? Deuce, deuce, deuce?
222.
222. Yeah. I was trying to turn to hip-hop.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard. Yeah.
Deuce.
Trey Deuce.
See, that's why I go to you. I have to ask. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Hey, man. Trey
Deuce here.
Hey, what was that one movie where it's
Compton.
Bobby? No, it's gonna bother me now.
Wasn't it Compton?
No, there's no movie just named Compton.
What the hell is the name of that movie?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Lil Bobby?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
What the hell is the name of that movie? OG Bobby Johnson?
Yeah, OG Bobby Johnson. Yeah.
South Central.
You just said Compton.
Yeah.
Somewhere, tomato.
Somewhere over there. West Coast.
Oh, man. Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate. Oh, we got good news. Got big news.
Yeah.
Got a website.
Check it out, bitches.
It should be out roughly. Yeah, by the time you hear this, it should be out. I would say. So if you go to Hustle Street Apparel. .com, and we have shirts for sale, shirts and clothing.
Yeah,
we got stuff for the youngsters. Got some 420 shirts. Got some movie shirts. Got all types of shit. Go check it out.
Yeah,
get your Bumpy Gums gear over there too.
Yeah, you'll like it and you'll look good in it as well.
HustleStreetApparel.com. Just go check it out. You'll like it.
Yeah, and you can leave it in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's why I keep you around.
See?
That's why I like. I fucks with you, Kev. So how was your weekend?
It was a very worky weekend.
You had the boringest weekends.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
For you having a little kid and everything, you had the boringest weekends.
Dog, I mean, we do stuff, but a lot of times, dog, you know, brother be working.
Boringest weekends ever. I'm off. I'm off this week. I'm off these couple weeks.
Yeah, no coaches.
Nah, I'm good. We are getting ready for a tournament, though. We have a tournament in 3 weeks.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to start practicing next week for it.
So since you got the weekends off, where are you going to be? Where you got?
I've been working. I've been dealing with the website, built the website. My first website I've ever built. Pretty proud of it.
Good shit.
I'm pretty happy with it. Doing tests on the shirts, making sure the quality's good. It is coming out real good. So I'm liking everything so far that's been coming out. I'm liking everything. Everything's coming out really nice. The quality is there. Bro, this shot is getting to me, bro. What was it, like a double?
Yeah, that's a double.
This shit is getting to me. I'm feeling loosey-goosey like a moment.
Loosey-goosey?
Yeah, man. Two falls of eyes, baby.
Hey, Michelle might get lucky tonight.
She better stay up. I don't care if she's asleep. I don't care. I'm still going to get mine.
just stay right there.
Oh man, so hip hop turns 50.
Yeah, man.
All right, when do they determine when it was born?
All right, so I can't remember exactly, but I can give you the a snippet. So basically, hip hop was born in the Bronx. It was at this party that was had. And it was when this one DJ, which I can't remember his name right now.
It was a B something, right? With a B?
I can't remember his name right now. Sorry, dude. But I fucks with you hard body karate.
You know? Oh, my God. But,
that's that East Coast coming out. But basically, he had the turntables. And he looped the beat, and that was basically the start and the sound of hip-hop was started in this party. And from that party, it was just like, it just kept on being a thing. And that was the sound of where they would loop the beat, and they kept on playing it, and people would rap over beats and stuff.
So that
like
was
that.
50 years ago.
That was 50 years ago.
So it's not starting for, like, the first hip-hop hit.
No.
Because that would be hard to tell.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. That's what I thought it was going off of.
Broken glass everywhere.
Scared the shit out of me. I jumped.
Nah, it's dope though. Like when you think about hip hop and how long, like obviously the fact that everybody was like, oh, this shit won't be around long.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything else. And it just now it's the number one music genre.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is.
It's everywhere. Hip hop is life. There's just many like different or how would you say branches are of hip hop, because it goes to the graffiti, the dancing, now, yeah. I mean, to clothing now, just really to the way you live. You can live hip hop.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's crazy because, of course, when you look at and just what you're saying, when you look at the way that hip hop has spawned so many different branches, you look at, you know, like you were saying, the dancers were probably one of the first people that really had the hip hop look. And then, of course, a lot of other people just started to, you know, emulate that look. You know, even if they weren't a dancer, it's like, oh, that shit, that's cool. Like, I want to look like that. I want to dress like that. So, you know, you had people that started doing that and just everything. So, yeah, we live in a hip hop world.
It really is, if you think about it. And like I said, I've mentioned it before. I'm so proud of my son because he's into music, but he's not into this new age music. He's a hip hop head.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, he loves Biggie, but like you put on any Biggie song, he go word for word.
That's what's up.
And but he's a hip hop head. He has really good taste in music. Proud of him.
That's good shit. He didn't get it from you.
Yeah, no, he definitely got it from me. What song was your introduction to hip hop? All right, this is a great question. I asked a few people about this.
Okay.
What song introduced you to hip hop?
My real introduction to hip hop, which turned into my love for hip hop, was LL Cool J, I'm Bad.
Man, see, and I thought it's hard for me to really tell which one was mine. LL Cool J was up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember if it was that, or it could have been N.W.A. Fuck the Police.
Okay.
That
would have been later.
Yeah. So, well, I'm younger than you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that was years later. Like,
And it was, well, I mean, you're saying for me, like, I could have fell in love with it 5 years ago. You can't tell me when I fell in love with it. Fuck, you're going to tell me how to live.
But you a hip hop head.
I am. And that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to remember what song it could have been that. Cause I used to listen to Kid and Play a lot.
Okay.
De La Soul. I listened to them a lot.
All right.
So it's hard to really tell when, I don't know.
Yeah. When I think about it, like I remember, you know, obviously Bad wasn't like one of the first, like, rap songs. You know, there was plenty of other rap songs that was out there. Of course, you had Run DMC that was out, that was making hits and stuff like that. You had the Beastie Boys that was out making hits and stuff. You had Beastie Boys, even with LL, he had My Radio, I Can't Live Without My Radio. He had there was a couple of songs, but the song that just resonated with me was Bad, dog. Like, I remember the first time that I heard it, you know, it's like, especially even if you listen to, if you watch the video, you know, you had the cops, sirens and stuff like that. And then it was like they was looking for somebody. And then he started just, nobody can rap quite like,
Yeah, the Kango.
Nah, I never had one.
No. I could see you with one.
Yeah, never had a Kango, even though I've always liked hats. Never had a Kango.
Wow, interesting.
I never really like copied the style of rappers. Yeah, never did.
See, I'm thinking I probably fell in love with hip hop. I would say the early '90s, maybe '89ish, '90.
Okay, then what you were saying with Fuck the Police may have been it.
That's why I'm saying you can't tell me how to live.
No, I'm not telling you.
You was like correcting me, like you was there.
Nah, I'm like, well. There was so many other songs.
I mean, I was born in, what, 83?
Yeah, but there was...
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what it was like living in the South at that time.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying? And what you heard on the radio and stuff like that. But, of course, like, me growing up in the East, like, that shit was everywhere.
That's true, too. That's it. There you go. That's a... I feel like it would be a huge difference. We gotta look into that.
Yeah, it was
like what? Yeah, I'm gonna look into that now.
Yeah, it was different. Like growing up on the East Coast, like just man, the radios was playing it. You had all the little D boys riding around.
See, and
playing.
I don't think it was really that big till here until like maybe the late 80s, if that. I don't know. I could be wrong. Fuck it.
Yeah, it was big. Like it was big. Everybody and for me, I had a older sister. Now, not that she was like in the rap like that, but having an older sister that's 4 years older than me and having people, you know, being around other people and just hearing the music, like, yeah, rap was it.
So you have two good songs right here that we want to put head to head.
Yeah.
Today Was a Good Day, Ice Cube, mm-hmm. or Regulators, Warren G.
Yeah.
Which is probably his only hit.
He had a couple others. I can't really. No, he had a couple others. I can't really think of what all
they ain't hits. That's why you can't think of them.
I mean, but Warren G wasn't like he wasn't like a rapper. Yeah,
he was around for a couple weeks.
He was around for some years, but I don't know Warren G's catalog.
Now would Regulators be as hot without Nate? Hell nah. Take Nate out of the song. Hell nah.
It was dope because it was a duet, but I would say that people on all the coasts other than the West Coast probably really didn't even know who Nate Dogg was until that song.
Really? You think that was his come out song? I want to look that up too, because everything Nate touched was like fucking gold.
That was his biggest song. Like when Regulators hit, that was absolutely his biggest song. But you know, he was on a lot of other Death Row stuff. You know, he did stuff with Snoop and stuff like that, but none of those songs like took off like Regulators or Regulate. Yeah, Regulate. But you know, it kind of went back to us talking about storytelling rap. And I think today was a good day is to me
better
the best song.
I'm probably gonna have to go with that one too, because I feel like I feel like Warren G bitch made himself look like a little bitch with that song. Like, how you gonna get robbed in your own song?
That's what happened that day.
But then he like took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, "Damn, dude, what's next?" Like, come on, bro.
I mean, if you was getting robbed, and they're taking your shit, you probably would look saying the same shit.
But on your own song that you wrote, no, I'm not gonna get robbed.
I mean, it sounds better. I think it honestly does sound better, and it humanizes you.
Don't do that.
It's for real. It humanizes you because
I feel like if you were to read. Not sing, if you were to, it's hard to read it without singing it, because you, but if you were to read the lyrics of Regulators, you'd be like, this guy a bitch.
No, I would think, damn, I'm glad that he made it out of that situation. Like, that's what, him asking the homies, damn, what's next, help them out, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, brother, we supposed to be brothers. Like, Don't take any
more. Didn't Nate, like, leave him hanging or something in the song, too?
Nah, because Nate came and regulated.
Afterwards,
no,
he left him hanging.
No, Nate came through and regulated, and then after that situation, you know what I'm saying, they went back and got the girls and went back to the hotel.
And Warren probably didn't get none of it. He probably went to the bed and slept
off that headache.
Yeah, man. Which one was a bigger hit, do you think?
Ooh, man, I don't know. Regulate may have been a bigger hit.
I think so.
It may have been a bigger hit. Maybe. I don't know, dog.
Because Ice Cube was hot back then.
Dog, everybody knows Today Was a Good Day. Word for word. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not like the biggest rap fan, you hear that beat drops and you're like, oh shit, I know that song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but then even Regulators, they don't know word for word. They'll know like the beginning. Everybody knows, you know, after the scream, that's it. Or the little intro, and then you won't know it.
Nah, people know that song.
No, like, people not. We're not talking about people. We're talking about everybody.
everybody knows regulate.
No, I wouldn't say everybody.
Yeah.
I say a lot of people.
The only, I'm going to tell you. So both songs, so to me, Today Was a Good Day has a better beat.
It was sampled, yeah.
But it's a better beat. Both of them have like three verses or so. I think the reason that I take Today Was a Good Day over Regulate is because the third verse of Regulate sucks.
It does.
You know, he got into the chords, strings, we bring melody, G-funk. Rhythm is life, and life is rhythm. If you know like I know.
He said, I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking myself.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're taking Warren's wealth.
Yeah.
They took my rings, and they took my Rolex.
I looked at the brother said, damn, what's next?
I don't know, man. Like,
what was they going to do? Take his booty? Nah.
I feel like you take Nate out. There's no song there.
I mean, again, it's a duet. So it's sung the way that it was made to be a duet, and they needed each other. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a dope song. It's a dope song, but it ain't today. It's not cute. Like, And plus the thing that I like about Today Was a Good Day, he literally rapped about the whole day. It went from just waking up in the morning all the way to, you know, drunk as hell, but still throwing up, like, you know, halfway home on the page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even, like, he went through the whole day.
Well, I mean, Q was a way better storyteller than Warren, I mean, by far.
Yeah. You know, what was it? I can't remember what time it was, but you got the fat burger, you know what I'm saying? Like,
who do you think was the ultimate storyteller in hip-hop?
I told you, Biggie. You know?
You think so?
Yeah. Like, I think that if you really listen to Biggie's songs, like, most of his songs are either a story or it's biographical. Like, I would love to put Juicy in this battle, but Juicy really isn't a story. Like, it's more biographical of, like, what his life has turned into.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think the ultimate, like, if I'm going to say, I know we went over this in the show, but I'll probably go Slick Rick.
Slick Rick?
I feel like he was the one that really kicked off the storytelling, in my opinion.
In the early days of rap, probably.
Because a lot of it, that's really what it was in a way.
Yeah.
It was a lot of storytelling and really just putting shit together. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he was the one that who changed it and made it better.
Yeah.
But then you spawned off them Biggies and Coles and whoever else.
Absolutely.
But great question.
You know, I try.
So you're in an interview. Your girl calls you. You answering or you not? Are you? Why is your phone even on?
I don't know.
So Yo Gotti in the interview, Angela calls him. He answered. Well, yeah, he kept looking at it, like enough to the point to break the interview.
Yeah, the interviewer is like, you want to get that?
Hey, you look busy. Like, not like we doing shit.
Yeah, like
I would have been so mad.
Yeah.
But and then this motherfucker got like
hands out.
Yeah.
Can I speak to her?
Why you speak to her? Who is she?
Who is she?
Yeah.
You don't know who Angela Simmons is?
Who the fuck is that?
No, are you being serious?
Why would you want to speak to her, though? Like, she ain't done nothing.
I mean, he may have been a fan from back in the day. Like, you know, he may have had some love for Angela. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
If you didn't watch Run's House, you don't know who Angela is.
He may have bought his girl some pastries or something back in the day.
But you don't even catch that reference if you didn't watch Run's House. Angela, like, okay, Run DMC's daughter. That's fine.
Rev Run's daughter.
My fault, you right. Rev Run's daughter.
God damn, they ran a train on their mama? Like, god damn. She got three fathers. She got three dads.
Fucking dick.
Just say it.
Rev Run's daughter from Run DMC.
Boom.
But if you didn't watch the show, you don't know who she was. Which the show was dope. I was a big fan of it.
I mean,
but even then, I'm not like trying to talk to her. If Angela would walk by right now, I'd dap her up. That's it. I'm not going to be like, oh, can I talk to her? Like, no.
He did seem a little thirsty with the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say hi.
Like, and then he had her call her back. Come on, bro. That was a little much.
He was cheesing too hard, too. Like, yeah, I just wanted to say hi. And like, man, if you don't shut your dumb
ass.
Yeah,
it was just.
Now, off of that, right? When is there a certain limit to what you will do while in a relationship? So like everybody has their different keys to their relationship, right? So some people look at like the whole calling, the whole texting. Text me back fast or locations on and stuff like that. Like, what do you think when it comes to, you know, something like that?
Between the hours of so-and-so and so-and-so, I'm single, so I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
She hates when I'm around you. You're such a bad influence on me.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Shit, I ain't do nothing.
You told me to say that.
Shit, you just be flapping your gums. You ain't even bumping them right now. You just flapping them.
So, like, if I'm working, leave me alone. Like, an interview, leave me alone.
If you're in a relationship, she should know, like, hey.
I feel like Angela runs that relationship, though.
I don't think so.
I think, like, but you could have just texted her, like, and kept the interview going. You didn't have to really stop it like that.
I think, honestly, when I'm starting to think about this and formulating my thoughts, right, it's like a rollout. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got the drama, what's the drama mixtapes called? Gangsta Grills. He's got the Gangsta Grills mixtape that came out, and of course, you know, this is a woman that he has wanted for years. He said that he had a crush on Angela Simmons like 10 years ago.
Yeah, him and 80,000 other people.
No, but he said it in a song. Like, nobody was saying that, but he said that in a song like 10 years ago. And to now, you know, fast forward, and he's got the girl that he put in a rap song, like, that speaks volumes. Now, a lot of people are just, you know, I think it's one of those things that it's a rollout, and it's one of those things for people to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously we're sitting here talking about it right now. So it worked.
I feel like she still runs it.
Why?
Cause the way he just answered the phone, you don't do that.
It's a rollout. Like, they planned that shit. Yo Gotti is running that relationship. Like, she ain't the type of money that he has and everything. She ain't seen money like that since she was a little kid and saw her uncle getting it. Yo Gotti is getting a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I guess you say.
And, you know, cool, she does her little reality TV show here and there.
They still have it?
Yeah, the Growing Up Hip Hop.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's been on that show. But, I mean, obviously, we don't know all of her business.
Yeah.
But
were you ever into reality shows?
Huh?
Were you ever into reality shows?
Yeah, I looked at a couple of reality shows.
If they were to do one now, who would you want one on? I'll say Drake.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Just see the day in the life.
Yeah,
that would be kind of cool.
Wayne would be cool.
But I don't know how open they would be though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, I think you almost in order to get like a really good show, you got to go with like a B B-tier type person, because they're going to really try to show you what all they're doing, you know what I'm saying, to really get you in. But like your A-tier people, they don't want you to see what all they're going, you know, what all they're doing. That's true, too. Yeah.
Man, you smart.
I'll be trying. Smart. I'll be thinking.
Dwayne Wade has a full... Oh, man, I can't rewrite him. I'm all fucked.
It's all good.
Dwayne Wade has a Hall of... The Hall of Fame speech. I'm not even trying to read your shit right now. Dopest speech ever.
He has a Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, well, everybody did, but...
No.
He had a speech. He spoke.
That speech belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Man, don't do that. Are you trying to be cute?
I'm just saying, that speech belongs in the Hall of Fame. Like I, when you sent that to me, I looked at it, like, I got a little misty. I can't even lie.
Really?
Yeah, I can't even.
It was touching.
Yeah, it was touching. I was like, is that my allergies? Is there a dog around or something? Like,
yeah, got a little.
Arm sleeve throughout my career because AI did. I respectfully wore the number 3 throughout my college and NBA career to represent the love and the respect that I have for this man. So from the bottom of my heart, you are the culture, and we love you, and we thank you, Allen Iverson.
Now, enough of that.
I pay homage.
Throughout my career.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. He did that, but it got really good with the dad.
Yeah, that's the part I'm talking about.
I couldn't find it. I mean, I could, but it was long.
Yeah,
I didn't have time to like break it up.
Yeah, I was like, that ain't what I was.
I said I got a piece of it. I said that's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
but he basically like just
you try to make me feel like a punk.
You cried over AI,
right? This he over here is shedding, getting misty eyed because he said AI was the culture. What a punk!
I didn't even think about that.
Like what?
Oh, man, hold on.
Exact dream. And we carry the same exact name. Dwayne Tyrone Wade.
Tyrone?
To know we hustle.
That's a powerful name right there.
To the Basketball Hall of Fame.
His dad standing so proud.
So, Pops, I know your knee's a little sore. But will you join me on stage as we take our rightful step into basketball heaven?
How many times do you think he rehearsed that?
He definitely didn't. Jay-Z one take it.
Nah, he. It was good.
Nah, it was definitely this a good speech.
This one right here. This one is for my father. I love you, and I'm thankful for you.
I love you too, man.
We in the Hall of Fame, dog.
Aww.
You know, I think it's really dope. Because you hear so many men always thank their mom.
Yeah.
For a son, well, for, you know, a basketball player to really thank his father and for pushing him and everything. That's dope.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It got me thinking. You think like when he's older, his son will do that when he's in the WNBA Hall of Fame?
No comment. I plead the fifth. You're an asshole. You just on an asshole. Just you're on a string of assholes.
You didn't think about that?
No.
You didn't think about that?
No.
I'm the only one that thought about that.
Yes. You're on a string of assholeness.
String of assholeness.
Yes. Just call you assholio.
Oh man, great speech. So by the way, great speech. Where are we at? I'm seeing double like a mother.
A little delayed, but you know.
They were a little late.
We got it.
Oh man. So I love it. It ultimately, all jokes aside, it was a good speech.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also watched the Popovich, you know, Spurs fan. I had to watch it. I thought that was a good one too. Almost just as great. Almost. It was long as fuck though.
See,
I was like, Popovich, shut up already.
Like, just we know you're a great coach.
It was long, yeah.
Who introduced him?
I don't know. I didn't even catch all that. I went straight to, like, fast forward to speech, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get all that. I really watched really just those two, honestly. Because I heard everybody talking about the twin wig. I didn't watch the whole show. Mm-hmm. I said, let me see what's going on with the speech. Right. Saw that. I was like, oh, dope. I said, oh, you know what? Beverly Spurs and found yeah. that and watched that. That was it.
Gotcha.
A man calls the police on when a masseur you put
masseuse
tried to give him a happy ending. You ever got a happy ending?
Not at a place of business.
No.
No.
Really?
Really?
Oh wow! I thought you looked like the type. You look like the type.
I look like the type. Why do I look like?
I don't
the
know.
Type?
You just look like the type.
Roll over on my on my back and be like.
What does this do for you?
Like, I didn't mean to pitch a tent in here.
I got curious. There's this place I used to live, and it was an apartment, right?
Uh-huh.
And right next door was like a little shopping center.
Okay.
It's actually not far from here. Like, literally not that far. And the place, I almost said the name, the place was always open 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I've rode past it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, the open sign is always
on, and there's always one or two cars there. I walked in one day. It was middle of the day, just kind of curiosity, right? I said, let me see what this is about. Walked in. You can't walk in. The door's locked.
Okay.
You have to look up. They buzz you in. You buzzed in, and you walking into a room that's probably like the little size of this dining room, whatever, this little area right here.
Uh-huh.
It's small. It's not a huge room. Nowhere to really sit and kind of just wait.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's only two doors. One's a door. One's a window. The window, they slide it open, and they're like, how can I help you? And you're like, I'm here for so-and-so. They give you slide you the little menu. You choose what you want, which was, it was a little pricey. And then I was like, I gave him a card. No card. We take cash. I was like, I already know what's going on here. I said, let me go get my cash. I never came back. I was just curious.
So you didn't go back?
I didn't go back.
Why?
I don't know. You're like,
scared?
Kind of. Like, I ain't trying to catch something. I feel like if you go catch, I feel like that's where COVID started.
You scared that you go up in there and get caught up in a sting?
Yeah, that's really what I'm afraid of. Because, like, I don't know, bro. Like,
you gotta make that phone call to somebody. Hey,
who would you call?
Hey, I'm in jail.
See, I couldn't call you. You'd be too much of a dick. I couldn't call you.
Yo, why'd you get locked up for?
Say it again. Put me on speaker.
Yo, like, that would be like the craziest call.
Yeah, who would you call?
Damn.
You ever had to make a phone call that you regret?
No, luckily not.
I have. I remember when me and my ex-wife split up. We were getting divorced, right? My homie came by to smoke me out. I don't smoke much. You know, I don't. Very rarely.
Smoke you out?
So he came by. He brought some Subways by, some drinks by, and some smoke by. He's like my sugar daddy. He brought by everything. Bro, we got so fucked up. And so when I pulled into my new apartment, brand new apartment, right? I didn't really know the rules yet. I've only been there like maybe a week or two.
Uh-huh.
I pulled in. There was no parking. So I figured, dude, just park right outside.
Right.
You're not supposed to. You had assigned parking spots. If not, you had to get a visitor's pass. If not, they tow. I didn't know that. We're about like 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning. We smoking, whatever. And he goes, oh, I got something for you. I was like, damn, like more gifts? Like, I was happy. Right. I'm about to get laid, right? And he goes out to the car and he goes, hey, come here. And now I'm thinking I'm about to get jacked, right? I'm like, what's he calling me out there for? Now, like, I'm nervous as shit. I go out there. He goes, come here. Come out here. And I'm like, it's a little weird, right? Like, you really? What the fuck? He goes, where's my car? I go, I don't know. Where'd you park? He goes, right there. I'm like, no, you can't park right there. They wind up towing his car.
Damn.
Bro, he was like, so we find out that we go to the front of the building, got the number. They go, yeah, we have it. You got to come get it. If you don't come get it by like 7 o'clock, it's another $200. Like, damn. It's really like 3-4 in the morning.
Damn.
I'm beyond fucked up. I don't know who to call. Again, I just left my girl. I didn't know who to call.
You called her.
I had to. I had to.
Oh, man.
So here she goes, picking me up with the kids, picking my homie up. We were right here around where we're at now.
Uh-huh.
Drove literally to the northeast side. Literally to go pick up his car. And then like he drove off and goes home all happy. Now she got to bring me back.
And she's bitching you out.
Oh, bro. It's like 3 in the morning. She's... the most awkward ride home ever. Ever.
Just quiet?
It's quiet. There's nothing I could say. And then, like, we're halfway through, like, halfway, like, to my house, and I just, like, thank you, don't talk to me. I was, okay. I just want to say thank you. I said don't talk to us. I said, shit, I'm gonna wake up the kids. Because they'll sleep in the back. Like, it was awkward, bro.
Just being an asshole.
No, again. I was trying to say thank you.
But she said don't say nothing to her, but she still kept talking.
I don't think like that. You go wake up the kids, shut up. So it was,
do you not think like that?
I don't think like that. I don't think like you were normal people. You know that.
Thinking asshole.
So that was like probably my most, I've had a couple other awkward phone calls, but yeah. That was probably the most awkward ever in my life.
Yeah. Luckily I haven't had no weird awkward calls like that.
Man, I have. So a man gets in trouble. Back to the story. So he gets upset. Because they grabbed his dinghy,
uh-huh.
And he said, no, I don't want that. I'm a saved man. And he calls the police.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
I mean, maybe he don't like women. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always a reason. You know what I'm saying? He may not like women. She may not have been his type.
That could have been it too.
You know? So I can see it happening. I mean, you don't have to give that work to everybody that tries to give you some business. You know what I'm saying?
But like, it's nighttime. Does anybody ever really go to a Chinese parlor just to go?
Maybe he wanted to get a massage. Like, actual massage, and maybe their prices was good.
Their prices aren't good.
You don't know what their prices
were. Their prices are horrible.
Money back. She going. This lady tried to touch on me at a massage place and then refused to get my money back. She going to jail. She tried to grab my genitals. She going to jail.
Going to jail.
And they wonder
why
Christians having a hard time making it to heaven. I stand for Jesus.
He full of shit. Anybody that goes to a Chinese, you know what you're getting into. The word's been out for long, too long. You know what you're getting into. You don't go, like, just to go.
I mean, maybe you do.
No, you don't. I don't know. Not one person that goes just to go.
He did.
No, he didn't.
She tried to touch his genitals, and he didn't like it.
He would use the full... correct term.
Yeah. He's on this shit.
Like, he could be there. Cause if it was real, like he would have said, like, she try to grab on my nuts. I'd be like, you lie. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want it. Not from there. Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
If it wasn't so expensive, I'd dabble a little bit. Tyron Manning, we all know her as Nola.
Yeah.
From Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and
Flow. The white chick. The one yeah. That's, what was her line that, I'm in charge?
I'm in charge. DJ, I need a job.
She was going to buy her man a boat. What? Buy her? What you talking about? Tell everybody who's going to buy her man a boat after motorboating his cheeks for weeks. Is this what you were giggling about the whole time over there? Oh, bro, you was...
Yeah.
Alright. She's what's the term for it?
She was having a rant. She was ranting.
No, what's the term for what she did to him?
The true term is analingus.
What? You just made that shit up.
No.
Analingus?
Yeah. Cause you know, what is it? Cuddlingus? That's, you know, when you eat a woman out.
Okay. I've never heard of that either. Fucking big ass words.
So when you're doing it with the anal, it's...
Analingus.
Anal. Yeah.
I thought it was called like playing in the mud or something.
No.
Oh, that's what I thought.
No. Or you can say, you know, tossing salad and all those other things, but the like more appropriate way
the
to
Christian term.
The more appropriate way to say it is yes. Analingus.
Analingus. And she finds out, she's upset because she finds out she's a side piece.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I mean, first off, if you listen to the what she was saying, like, how do you go from she was, you know, she was talking about eating the dude's butt for some weeks to, you know, buying him a boat? Like, that shit sounds crazy. Like, I don't.
This man living the life.
Yeah. Like, his ass must have tasted really good or something, too. Like, yo, how are you getting your ass ate and then the woman wants to go buy you a boat?
Damn, you're right. Oh, mint-tasting ass.
Like, what's he putting up there?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You eat ass?
No.
Oh, man, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, I don't care how bad you look, I can't.
It's weird to me. Like,
I don't like.
Nah, it's not my thing. It ain't for me.
I had this one girl one time. We was talking. Right away, she tells me, not right away. We're talking for a couple weeks, but we start getting into these conversations, and she wants to tell me she's an ass eater. Right away, I knew she was going to be the side piece.
You tooted up for her?
Nah, I couldn't. I'm too ticklish for her to anybody eat my ass. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to, like, yeah. And as soon as she said that,
shit.
I knew she was going to be the side piece. I would never fully, ultimately get with her by, like, just.
Like, what you doing? Nothing? Just over there talking shit, huh? Just like.
You're practicing that one.
It comes off the dome. But not, like, how can you.
I can't be with somebody that eats ass.
Why?
Because I got kids, bro. Like, you gonna eat my ass and then you gonna kiss my kids by or something, or like just talk to them? Like, how you gonna try to tell my kids something positive with shit breath?
Well, you know, she can brush.
Nah, and then like, let's say she does, and then like, you know, I'm half asleep, I'm trying to brush my teeth, I grab her toothbrush. Like, no, like, there's just so many reasons why I can't be with a woman that eats ass.
I mean,
I can't.
You can't.
I mean, I could be with her, not like as the main one, though. She'd be the side piece.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with her if she likes to, you know, perform.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with her, but. Like,
do your thing.
I can't be with her. That's just me.
It kind of throws you off guard, like, when it throws you off. Like, I remember back in the day, I was living in Kentucky, and I was seeing this, like, really pretty chick. And, like, literally the first time that we did anything, had sex, I guess,
Change your ass?
Out of nowhere. Like, it just, like, yo, like it was the craziest thing. It's like, yo, what the fuck's going on here? Like, like, what are you doing? Like, because I'm thinking in my head, no way in hell this pretty-ass girl is, like, because like, she's going down, and she's getting lower.
Like, she flipped you over, you didn't feel
no,
like.
No. I'm on, like, she was giving me head.
Okay.
So.
Then she had your legs in there like the baby?
No. She's giving me head, and then she started going lower and lower, and I'm like. Hey.
Where are you going?
Like, hold on. It was the craziest thing. It blew my mind. It did. It was crazy.
I just can't picture, like, what position could you put a man in to eat his ass that won't make him feel like less than a man? I can't think of one.
Yeah, there's...
You ain't putting my legs up. You ain't putting my legs up. And I ain't arcing my back.
Like, yeah, no, that's... You can't. Like, to have your legs up in the air, that sounds crazy.
When
people say that, it's like, yo, like, I can't.
Nah, and then you ain't putting me on my elbows and my knees, and I'm looking back talking about, like, How's that taste? Like, no, like there's,
it tastes like ass. No.
There's no position that you could put a man in that won't demand him. Is that what, you know what I'm saying?
Demand him.
Like,
yo, it's, I mean, I think that there's positions that can make you feel, that can make you think differently of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you saying, if you're on your stomach and you're looking back and you got your legs in the air,
bro,
like a little schoolgirl talking on the telephone, like, yeah, no, that's not the move. That ain't the move. And like that, we
you've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J. presents. Bumping Gums.